السلام عليك يا وارث موسى بن جعفر، السلام عليك أيها الصديق الشهيد، السلام عليك أيها الوصي البر التقي، السلام عليك يا أبا الحسن علي بن موسى الرضا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Our condolences to all the believers all across the world, wherever you are, upon the martyrdom anniversary of the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida al-Murtada alayhi salam. The father of the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salam, was the 7th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And the mother of the 8th divinely appointed Imam was the esteemed and the noble Lady Najma Khatun from Al-Maghrib. Imam al-Rida alayhi salam was well known for his generosity, his humbleness, his charity to the poor, his taqwa, and of course, his vast knowledge and mastery over the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, as well as his supplications, his medical dissertation known as Tibbur Rida, and his mastery over the various different sciences. And it has also been narrated that Imam al-Rida alayhi salam spoke with the people in their own different languages, and that His Eminence, the 8th divinely appointed Imam, freed a minimum of 1,000 slaves. And we see that during the imamate of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Ma'mun al-Rashid moved the capital of the Abbasid Caliphate to the city of Marv in present-day Khorasan. Now, Ma'mun al-Rashid did so in order to distance himself from the quarreling Arabs and their revolts on the western side, and also in order to rally support amongst the pro-Shia elements which were in the eastern side of the Islamic Empire. But Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, who was still in the city of Medina, posed a very serious and imminent threat to the Abbasid Caliphate, especially since Imam al-Rida alayhi salam was at the head of an organized network of representatives known as the Sazimane Wikalat. This Sazimane Wikalat was a network of representatives that ran the economic, political, cultural, social, and religious affairs of the Muslims all across the Islamic world, and it was all under the guidance and leadership of the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. And so in order to keep strict surveillance and a close eye upon the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salam, the Caliph Ma'mun al-Rashid forced Imam al-Rida to come and move to the city of Marv. And so the plot of Ma'mun al-Rashid was to force Imam al-Rida alayhi salam into becoming his Wali Ahad, his successor. And this was done so that by taking up the position of the Wali Ahad, the Imam would have consented to and accepted the illegitimate rule of Ma'mun and the Abbasid Caliphate. An old trick, but with a new face. Imam al-Rida alayhi salam knew fully well about this plot of Ma'mun al-Rashid, and so he declined the Wali Ahad multiple times. And so eventually the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salam, accepted the Wali Ahad, but he did so with certain conditions. And these conditions included, but aren't limited to, the fact that Imam al-Rida alayhi salam said he would not enter into any of the governmental affairs. And thus, in this manner, the Imam in no way gave any credibility to the caliphate of Ma'mun al-Rashid and the Abbasid caliphs in general. Yet this position of Wali Ahad and the stationing of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam in the very heart of the usurping Abbasid caliphate proved to be to the advantage of the 8th divinely appointed Imam. For Imam al-Rida alayhi salam began an all-out Jihad-e-Tab'een. And this Jihad-e-Tab'een was conducted by Imam Ali ibn Musa alayhi salam via great debates with great court judges, debates with Christian scholars, debates with Jewish scholars, debates with atheists, and debates with the Zoroastrians and the different theological and jurisprudential schools of thought and sects of the Muslims. Debates in which Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam was always overwhelmingly victorious. And it was this very Jihad-e-Tab'een conducted by Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam in the very heart of the usurping Abbasid Caliphate that began to weaken the Abbasid Caliphate from within. For very soon, all began to see that it was truly the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, who was the true successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The fame, knowledge, wisdom, taqwa, the absolute devotion to Allah and the sublime ethical and moral values of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, shown to all via His Eminence's Jihad-e-Tab'een, proved to become a great power and authority that was wielded by Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. And it was precisely this awesome power that was wielded by Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam that ended up being too much to handle for the Abbasid Caliphate. And so they embarked upon martyring the eighth divinely appointed Imam via a deadly poison. And here towards the end, we humbly bring forth a tradition which is found in Hayat al-Imam al-Jawad, which describes just some of the beautiful characteristics and attributes of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. And since we consider ourselves to be the followers of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, we must think deeply and reflect, how near or far are we from these qualities of our master, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam? The narrator narrates, I have never seen nor have I ever heard that there is a person more meritorious than Abu al-Hasan al-Ridha alayhi salam. He never turned away from anyone, nor did he ever interrupt anyone, nor did he ever refuse someone to do them a favor if he was able to do so, nor did he ever stretch out his legs before an audience, nor did he ever lean upon something while his companion did not, nor did he ever call any of his servants or attendants a bad name, nor did he ever spit or burst out into a loud laughter. Rather, his laughter was just a simple smile. And when he was ready to eat, he seated with him all his attendants, including the doorman and the groom. He slept only a little at night. He spent most of his nights from beginning to end, either in praying or reciting the Holy Quran. And he did abundant charity, most of which was done during the dark of night. Qualities of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, Shahe Khurasan, for all of us to follow. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.